Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John, I have some legal follow-up. This was sent to us by many, many listeners. I'll shout out Elliot and Jonathan and Chris for this one. They all sent this into robot@theincomparable.com. It is a story about a court ruling. So court ruling is it's a similar case to a case that we discussed on a private or a previous episode about a restaurant and a strip mall at odds about whether certain kinds of restaurants could open in the strip mall. And previously it was an example where they were trying to get a Mexican place kicked out because it was going to be a rival sandwich shop. And I think the judge said, no, no, no. But here in this case, it is in Allen County, Indiana. And there is a strip mall that agreed with a nearby condo association that made-to-order sandwich restaurants would be allowed at the mall, but traditional fast food, shout out to our previous episode, restaurants such as McDonald's, Arby's, and Wendy's were prohibited. But then the famous taco, a restaurant, was going to set up shop at the strip mall, and the Allen County Planning Commission said that would violate the prior agreement, so they took it to court, saying, no, 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 tacos are Mexican-style sandwiches. And the judge ruled, yes, tacos and burritos are Mexican-style sandwiches, and it does not restrict potential restaurants to only American cuisine-style sandwiches. So under this ruling, made-to-order Greek gyros, Indian naan wraps, and Vietnamese banh mi sandwiches would also be permitted because they're all part of the rainbow of sandwich culture from around the world. And now I come to the real judge, John Siracusa. How are you feeling about this judge's ruling?
Yeah, it's like when we did the court cases before, these courts decide things based on weird legal stuff that has no bearing on anyone or just like a foregone conclusion that they then back solve for, see the Supreme Court. So like you can't like They're almost never going to render anything that is sensible from a regular person's perspective. Tacos are not sandwiches, right? And the part of the problem is when someone is making these restrictions or this contract or whatever that either allows or forbids or whatever says sandwiches, they're so small-minded in that moment that they can't conceive of anything outside of what they're thinking. They're not trying to say sandwich and have it encompass, you know, tacos and burritos. But then all of a sudden tacos and burritos come and it's like, we didn't foresee this.
Right.
Can we say that the language we originally put in the contract applies to them too?
In this case, it seems that it was the city, right? The city was like, not even against it. The city seems to have said in this case, we don't know. Like this, I think we have to change our rules to allow this because this doesn't seem to be the letter of the law. By the way, it was episode 210, Qdoba v. Panera. It's real. real case. And so the city's like, we don't know what to do. And the strip mall said, let's just go to a judge. And let's see. Let's not like have a whole process here with the city and the regulations. Let's go to the judge. And I think the judge, you're right. I agree with you. A taco, boy, don't write in about this. I think a taco is not a sandwich as we define it. But in terms of this case, I agree with the judge that this is not meant to be, unless it's an American sandwich with bread and the thing. Like, that's not what they're trying to define here. They're trying to say, like, traditional fast food, no, but things like sandwich shop, taco shop, banh mi, those are sandwiches. I also find it funny. Banh mi, everybody kind of agrees, is a sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's got sliced bread. And even pita, I would argue, a pita, is it a sandwich? It's a little more arguable, but like the judge, I think, is right here. The judge is saying, come on.
Yeah, the judge is working backwards from a common sense conclusion and trying to say, well, it doesn't follow the letter of the law, but it's the spirit. But the problem is the original language referring to sandwich and having insufficient imagination. A taco is not a Mexican-style sandwich. It's such a, like we can only conceive of this as a thing that we're familiar with and then saying this is the Mexican-style version. And they would say, no, a sandwich is a European-style taco. Right. Like, what the hell? Like, they're neither one. They're separate things.
And in fact, I would argue that the truth of it is that burger from McDonald's is more of a sandwich than a taco is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Arby's does like sandwiches. They do. So
they do.
That's a weird one too. So I don't know, but I support the judge's ruling because I think the judge is going for the spirit here, which is that you're trying to differentiate through a couple of different vibes of what a restaurant is, and the famous taco surely applies. The famous taco. It seems to me that's not an unreasonable thing. Also, I think all these rules are dumb and that people should be able to put whatever they want in their strip malls without the the neighbors complaining. But be that as it may, bravo, I think, to the judge, even though you're right, saying it's a little cultural imperialism, right? It's a little bit like,
It's you know, small-minded.
Down
it's
there in Mexico, they don't have sliced bread like us, but they make do with the best they can in making their sandwiches out of a tortilla. It's like, yeah, okay, all right. Yes, Your Honor. Sounds great to me.
The small-minded, anti-competitive people, at the very least, need to up their game in terms of writing these things down.
Yeah.
They're gonna lose these cases unless they go really all-encompassing. And then I hope they get struck down for being unfairly anti-competitive.
Yeah, that too.
You know, if you can't compete with the famous taco, get out of the kitchen.
Exactly.